Welcome to Out There with TJ Ryan. It's strange. It's unusual. It's mysterious. It's out there, out there, out there, out there. And now your host, TJ Ryan.
One of my favorite people on the planet. Well, okay, there's a lot of people, so, you know, she's in there somewhere on the list. But she really is. Her name is Rosalind McGrath. I've known her now, I don't even know how long it's been, a couple few years. Time flies, I don't pay attention. We did some of our first channeling. I think the first channeling we did on my podcast with Rosalind. And since then, we've gone many directions. And I know she's busy certain times of the year, but she was unbusy today. She's unbusy today, so she's willing to talk to me. How are you doing, Rosalind?
I'm good, and I'm very happy to get to talk with you again.
No,
our podcast.
Yeah, and so we've talked about many different things, and you've kind of been willing to go down a road a little bit, let me learn about some things that maybe normally you wouldn't have looked into when we did the alien one. You wouldn't have probably looked into that on your own, right?
True.
But
I would say at least half of what we've done, I probably wouldn't have.
What do you think about what we're going to do today? How do you feel about those things?
Oh, I'm excited.
Good. So Rosalind and I were kind of trying to figure out what direction we're going to go. You know, and it's always up to you, the guest, if wherever you want to go. But if you leave it up to me, you know what I'm going to do. I'm going to try to pick out what I want to talk about. But I've been hearing a lot about mermaids in the news, and there's supposedly a report that they found evidence, and then I saw a program the other night where they measured some kind of decibel, something speaking underneath the water, and it said there's no way that this is a whale or dolphin because the language is too intricate, and it has to be something more advanced. Well, what else is there, you know? So I've always wondered about mermaids. Are they real? You know, there used to be years ago. I would have never thought that. I'm guessing you know differently, don't you, Rosalind?
I really don't know anything about this topic.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
So I am looking forward to our discovering more together.
And I also feel, how do you feel about whales and dolphins? Like there's something unique about them, that almost like they're different from other species in that they're almost very intelligent, almost like they have divine souls as well. I mean, everything does, but there's something about them that's unique, right?
That's my experience of them. I haven't really experienced whales personally, but the dolphins have really been big for me. I was in Virginia Beach last fall, and I had no idea that dolphins came by there. And I've never been someone to sort of like shriek and squeal and jump up and down.
Mm-hmm.
But they were not that far from me, and I was just wading into the water. I mean, when someone said, there they are, and I'd run in the water and just start screaming, oh, my God, because they were, you know, I don't know, like 20 feet from me, which in the ocean is
mm-hmm.
really not far, and I'd just follow them as far as I could, and someone else who was there said to me, you would just glow for hours afterwards.
Mm.
So I'm very excited, intrigued, I think activated by their energy.
You
so
know,
I'm really looking forward to doing this today.
And I heard through other sources and other things that they are beings very similar to us, but they chose to live in the sea. So, you know, I think all beings have divine intelligence, any kind of animal. But it seems like some are on a similar level as us. And that's kind of where I think maybe the dolphins and whales are like that. Anyway, we're going to find out, I guess. We will find out because Rosalind is going to channel that. And we're going to talk a little bit about your goddess CD at the end of it and promote your website, whatever you want to do.
All right. And I do want to preface this by this is the way that my being receives and translates these energies. So my intention is to be as clear a vehicle for this as possible. It has to, you know, everything is kind of stepped through the human mind and the particular human mind and its disposition in nature. So I really invite everybody listening to tune in for your truth.
Wow. Okay.
And take the nuggets from this and expand on it. And, you know, tell us about your experiences.
That's cool. And, you know, there's a way that you can communicate with Rosalind through her website, intuitivelearningcreations.com, so you can respond there as well. Plus, now we're in the process of having another one, right? You know what I'm talking about?
Of having another...
Love child? No, on the having another... having a website, you know? The one,
yes.
Debbie's working on. Did you forget about that?
Yeah, I'm real excited about that. It's really developing nicely.
And that one... go ahead.
You can probably explain better than...
Well, it's just going to be a collection of a lot of us, people that have been on my show, but just people that have come together. Maybe they can offer people different things. It's still kind of a work in progress, so... but I do have information on that as well. So, but we're going to get to, where do you want to start? How do you want to do this, Ron?
I'd like to start with the dolphins and go from there.
Okay. So we got to give you a chance to allow them to come to you. And I'm guessing,
yes.
Yeah.
I will align, so I'll take a moment for that.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Listeners, all beings who choose to become more aware of our energies at this time, we are with you in so many ways because our sonar travels throughout your known world and beyond.
So
we are always in communication. We are very communicative beings. That is why so many of you are interested in us.
Would you say you're more evolved than my average guppy in the sea, or?
Our theory of evolution is not the same as yours.
Mm.
So we are, I guess the best we can explain is more directly aligned with human evolution. So you experience us as what you would call more evolved.
Mm, okay.
Other species are, of course, involved with you in certain ways as well, but not so directly as we see ourselves. And that is why you experience them as less evolved. They are doing their thing,
right,
in the ocean,
right,
and other places.
But then, you know, you don't try to eat us like a shark does. So I see that as a good thing. It's like you want to play with us, like you're really connected. And I thought maybe there's something, we're aligned with your vibration more. Is that what it is?
We are aligned together more. There are more similarities than differences. And we have a very special role in humanity's experience and evolution.
Are you ancient beings?
Oh, yes. And you are, too. You, who call yourself humans, are from many galaxies. Not only this one.
Do you come
many
back?
Many kinds of experience form your present, your who you are. Much of it is subtler than you would imagine into.
Do you come back and do lifetimes again and again?
We are at one with all energies. We are multi. We are several-souled within one package, one body, as well as our pod. And we are more interactive. We don't see ourselves as separate in our definition as human beings,
okay,
or of our lifetimes. we are one with all that is. In the way that you broach this question, some of us do and some of us don't.
You made a comment about that there were several of you in one dolphin. Is it like several souls connected to one dolphin?
Yes.
Kind of like what maybe it was at one time with us as well?
Different.
Different, okay. Was there a time when humans had several souls connected to a physical body?
Not in the way we are exploring at this time.
Okay. So how many souls...
Are knowing.
How many souls are connected to the dolphins? Like a dolphin? I mean, it varies, I'm guessing?
It varies.
Okay.
Half a dozen is quite common.
Are there any other creatures that are like that?
Yes.
What else would be like that?
Squirrels.
Squirrels?
Not all squirrels, but some squirrels.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
And there are some flying ones, just a few. Most are not, and their soul energy, of course, is different than our own. within each kingdom, no land, sea, water, there are a few that are several souls. It is a capacity that creation explores.
Mm-hmm. Now let me ask you this. I'm in a physical human body, which you already know, because you can probably see that, right? And if I wanted to be a dolphin, could I become one?
It is not your personality's choice.
Even if I'm a good...
Certainly... You may open to our characteristics and become more like us in this lifetime.
So I'm saying if in my next lifetime I go, you know what, I'm going to come back as Flipper, one of the most well-known dolphins. But if I can, I can do that, come back as a dolphin?
So we will say that, you know, your personalities are all over the place, human beings. Your souls are pretty well-grounded in their choices.
Okay.
And rarely do they go from human to animal form.
Okay.
It is more often the other way around.
Is it like moving a step up, or, I mean, it's evolving?
It is evolving complexity.
So it's not a step up to be human, necessarily?
Not from our viewpoint, nor is it a step down, as some of you see it as well.
Mm-hmm.
It is an increase of the complexity of system and of roles and of opportunities, challenges. Other species here are more specifically designed, more specific in their roles and capacities. So many do consider it a step up because there is that expansion of the complexity.
Let me ask you this. The one that you're speaking through, you had some contact with her in Virginia Beach. Is there a message? Because I think, you know, a lot of times things happen and they're not by accident. Nothing is. So is there a message you were trying to tell her?
That we several things come and there's some emotion from her on this part as she has begun receiving this message. We want her to know that we know she's there and her connection with us has never been broken and that we love her.
Hmm.
That we're here. We did not stay and play those of our kind who were there, but she was well activated, initiated, we would say, into a much more conscious experience of our energy, which delights her, as it delights most of you.
Mm-hmm.
She let us know in her intention at the beginning that she was open to sharing freely from her personal sense as well. And she knows that she has been in dolphin form very long ago.
Interesting.
And so it is a very sacred place for her to connect with us.
Interesting. Wow. So she has been in that journey before.
Yes.
And I'm guessing,
you
know...
You have too.
I was a dolphin too?
Yes.
Really?
You were not in the same pod together. But you have long, very, very long ago. Dolphins did not look quite the same.
Mm-hmm.
But you have known this too.
And not everybody comes here to this place. Not all the beings come here and are in physical form. Or some are just coming now, or some are just coming recently, right?
Yes.
So like when we have this ancient connection with dolphins or whatever, it's because some of us have been going on this journey for a long time, right?
You have all been around longer than you know of in your earthly life.
But are there some...
Some here more than others.
Okay.
And you have many forms of connection with us throughout your lifetimes. We crisscross the globe. We set lines of energy and communication. And there's much activity going on and has been for a very long time.
Mm.
Those of us who came in dolphin form in the early Earth years were instrumental in establishing certain energy grids and forms of knowing and being throughout this planet. We're very much a part of the birth of the planet, as you know it.
Mm.
Not its physical creation, but its energetic elaboration.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Real interesting. We didn't know what to expect talking to... I don't know. I've always had a connection to the dolphins, and I think a lot of people seem to. Like, we want to spare them, which I think we need to spare all things. But, you know, people look at sharks a little differently than they do of dolphins.
We remind you more of yourselves. Mm. And for some, it has ancient resonance.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the dolphins, do they have a message for mankind or for people in general?
Many.
Okay.
And a big priority here is play. Play more. What are you doing? What are you doing? Everything you think is so important. Well, not everything, but almost everything is really just a way to funnel your energy.
Mm-hmm.
And you could create more harm than good when you forget the content within the form. And that it's all about play.
It's all about it. Because we're those kind
all
of beings.
All about play.
Yeah. Because that's what we are, aren't we? As those kind of energies to begin with?
Yes, creation is playing.
Yeah.
And that's how we all began.
So we should just not take things too seriously.
It is like... Important does not mean serious. Important means appreciated.
Mm-hmm. Respected, right?
And one ideal way from our point of view to appreciate is to play.
Hmm. You guys certainly like to do that, it seems like. Dolphins, they do bring joy, I think, because of that. Is there anything else you want to add?
We remind you humans of yourselves as you would like to be.
Mm.
And as you are in your fundamental nature, we remind you. That is why it so sickens you when we are not doing well.
Mm. Well, thank you very much.
We would like to add just a little bit more.
Sure.
We invite everyone who hears us now to enjoy living. Enjoy living. Enjoy living.
Hmm.
And say hello to us from time to time. We nudge you as often as possible.
Thank you. guessing Rosalind's going to be returning to the planet here in just a moment. She's still in the process of beaming down.
They really could go on longer.
Mm.
I mean, they said yes, you know, complete for now and this purpose, but they seem to have a lot to say.
What did you think about what they said about you? Are you aware of that? What they said?
Yeah.
I thought I'd ask that because you experienced it and maybe, you know, there was a message for you, so.
Oh, I wasn't that clear. I guess I'd never really asked it. Thank you. That was such a wonderful question about their message for me in that experience. I hadn't looked at that at all. So that was a gift, too.
Yeah, and it's interesting. You take away that, you know, if you really, we all have to be, most of us that come here, probably have been around since the beginning. So we've experienced life in many, many, many forms, in the physical form. So it makes a lot of sense to me that we've probably done that. So are we ready to move on to whales? Is that what you want to do?
Mm. Sure.
See what they have to tell us?
Sorry?
See what the whales have to tell us?
Yeah. So this will be a new... I'm more aware of them than the mermaids.
Mm-hmm.
But I, you know, haven't had a direct experience, so I look forward to opening here.
Okay, I'll let you do that.
Welcome.
Thanks for joining us.
It is our pleasure to speak for ourselves, represent our species at this time and in this way.
Seems like whales have a connection to man like the dolphins, similar to the dolphins. People seem to be drawn to them. What can you tell us about that?
We are very nurturing of your species. We are great providers. We are an expression of abundance, as all are. But we remind you of a certain layer of yourselves.
Mm.
And, of course, our vastness reminds, in a subtle way, of the vastness of the universe and of eternity. Relative to your dimensions.
So we are connected.
Oh, yes.
And have some of us maybe been whale energies at some time?
Absolutely.
And is it part of like a growth process?
Yes.
So I could have been something before a whale, like a different fish species, and then became, and then became a whale?
Yes.
And
or a land species.
But... I mean, is it like, not to break it, I guess just trying to break it down a little bit, is like, is this like higher up in the evolutionary chain, or is there no such thing as that, just perception?
We concur with the expression from the dolphins, it is increasing complexity.
Okay. So if
you want, we are one.
Right, we all are one, but it's like, you know,
I would like to share just a little more about that.
Go ahead, please do.
That we is the big we, and within the we, the allness of eternity, is endless opportunity for growth, experience, play, knowing, and that invites us to focus more specifically in different ways. And what is called a whale is a focus. A human is a focus. Particular human, more particular focus. A moment of human experience, a more particular focus. And at the same time, it is not possible to break connection, only to shift awareness, which does help the focus to a degree.
So how come it seems like, and I'm just thinking about this, it's like dolphins and whales and animals, they have a purpose, they know their purpose, they don't get caught up in the things that humans do. Why is that? Because you're always connected?
We do not have the distraction opportunities that humans do. It's not the same level of complexity in the earthly realm.
Okay.
And so, that simplifies it. And that does not make us better or worse. Simply a change of focus.
So it's not, I don't know if they're calling it this, but it's almost a little more difficult with the more complexities that you have. A little more difficult.
It creates great opportunities, and they can be experienced negatively and very positively.
But you don't see any whales going around being negative, do you, too often?
We feel and we respond, but we do not stay. We do not. We wallow only in the earthly water.
Do you sense, even in your physical bodies, do you sense what the world is doing? Do you sense what's going on in the land? You pick up on all that?
Yes.
And do you feel, since you live in the oceans, do you feel the oceans are being destroyed or polluted?
Well, we know this is happening. We all know this is happening. We are aware of your thought forms as well. We are kind of like guardians and gatekeepers, and we really know the state of the water. And in a somewhat more general way, the land. And of course there is degradation going on. At the same time, there are new opportunities arising out of this that are good for all of mankind and potentially for all of creation.
When you, like, you hear about dolphins and whales, they'll beach themselves sometimes. And
yes,
many of them will do that. Is that a deliberate act to draw attention to something?
Yes.
So, and then people seem to respond. I remember some have been lost in, like, these rivers in California, and they did everything they could. There was Humphrey, the humpback whale, years ago, and they did everything they, and that was to bring awareness to us, wasn't it?
No one, no human being is unchanged by such an encounter. In a very big way. What they do with that is their free will choice.
And what is it we need to learn?
Love.
Of all species.
It is not that you don't know love, but it grows your love much more tangibly. And it reminds you that you are also gatekeepers and caretakers in your own ways, and that there's more for you to explore in this direction.
Well, you sound very laid back, I'll have to say. The dolphins are really upbeat and having fun.
Yes, we share our peace with you.
Well, that's awesome.
At this time, we share our peace.
Is there anything else you'd like to say?
We love being here. And we love our job. We love you. And we love knowing that Source is always at work through all of us, even what looks like the bad, the degradation. We desire the change that you desire.
Well, thank you.
And we also want you to know, TJ, that we love you.
Well, I love you guys.
And that you can call on us when you desire the support of our energy, you feel our energy, yes?
I don't know.
You sense our nature?
I feel I do, yeah.
You described our peace.
Mm-hmm.
And there is more that is less tangible to you.
Mm-hmm.
So feel free to call on us, all of you, if you desire this kind of support, if anything going on in your world.
If I were to go down to the ocean and,
yes,
and ask, you know, where you normally maybe would swim, could I ask for you to, like, come around or something like that?
All of you can always ask. Hmm. The answer is not always yes,
mm-hmm,
but it does help.
Mm-hmm.
And you will know us. If we cannot be there in physical form, we will find a way to let you know,
mm-hmm,
that we care.
That is awesome. It's really nice talking to you. Anything else you want to add?
Thank you. Thank you.
You're
welcome. For what you do, all of you. You try so hard, and you struggle. And yet, there's so much good in each of you. And it does matter. Your good matters.
Mm-hmm.
You matter, and we thank you.
Thank you. And we'll wait for Jonah to get out of the whale here in just a moment, or Rosalind, see what she has to say about the experience of communicating through, with letting a whale communicate through you. I guess you never had that, so.
I'd like to kind of stay outside of talking right now and let,
okay,
us go on to the
mermaids,
and then we can.
Okay.
It'll be simpler for me.
All right.
Thank
well,
you.
Let me know when you're ready.
Okay. Hello.
Hello.
We are very pleased to be with you in this way.
I didn't even know you existed, to be honest with you, that long ago. I mean, I thought it was possible. I believe all things are, but I don't know what you are, because I've never seen you.
We are hidden from sight. We are hybrid.
Hmm.
We are very ancient. There are not many of us left,
hmm,
on the earth, you know, in the physical dimension, you call it. But there are more of us, like rooting, as you humans often term it, from above.
Okay.
And we explore through your fiction and your myths. We live in this arena more than in the physical dimension.
Do you look like the what we've portrayed in?
Yes.
You do look
pretty,
like,
pretty much, yes.
So you've got
very
the movie Splash comes to mind. I don't know if you know what I'm
saying.
Well,
we don't look exactly like Daryl Hannah. But, it is a good enough. It is,
okay,
similar.
So you have,
we're maybe perhaps a bit scalier than she is.
Okay. And there's mermen, not just mermaids, I'm guessing.
Well, you invited the mermaids.
But there are...
Yes, there are mermen, even less, however, than,
okay,
us.
And are you in the oceans?
Yes. Very, very hidden.
Deep down?
Yes.
And you've had interaction with us. You said you're hybrid, so I'm guessing you were a former human at one point.
Not exactly. Former pre-human.
Pre-human?
Yes.
Really? An ancient species?
Yes.
Hmm. Do you have, like, mystical powers? It seems like that's associated with mermaids.
The pre-human was more etheric and less fully tangible than you experience yourself. And So what you call mystical, we call perhaps subtle from your typical perceptive devices.
Have you been communicating, because I just saw a program the other night. Have you been trying to communicate with us more?
Some of us have. It is not a species-wide choice. There are different opinions on this as to whether it is quite time yet for humanity's evolution to interact in this way.
How do you feel about humans in general, then?
Not so good.
Hmm.
Because you don't understand yourself very well on the whole. And by yourself, we mean much more than your personality.
Mm-hmm.
And because of this, you do not always make what we see as wise choices. And so we have chosen to become scarce on this dimension and to keep mostly to ourselves and to allow you to explore most fully on the mythical level with us.
So you probably won't be showing yourself to many humans.
No.
How do you feel?
You don't see that in the near term.
How do you feel
you
about?
Look forward to the time where we can meet as one and truly equals.
How do you feel about me talking about you? Because I'm bringing a little bit of exposure to you right now.
Well, we have agreed to this.
Okay.
Or it probably would not have even
right.
entered your mind.
Oh, okay. So you can
not that we have control over your
right.
mind.
Right. I understand.
Simply that there are. Influence. There is a much subtler level of communication that goes on before what you call an idea appears to you.
Right. It all has to come from somewhere, doesn't it?
Yes.
Well, I'm glad you put that
not
in there.
That we dislike humans. Let us set the record straight here.
Just talk show hosts. Just talk show hosts, right?
We care for you deeply, TJ.
Okay.
It is only that there has been such disruption of energies on the planet that have not caused us to want to repopulate very highly.
Mm-hmm.
And this has a relationship to the human's lack of true self-knowing. And this is not to get down on you all. We understand there is a larger evolutionary goal, but this is why we have been less involved. Your core, we fully resonate with your core. It is the expression that we have chosen to distance from in some ways.
Mm.
It is not that we are unconnected, for, as you know, we are all in the web of being.
That's what they keep telling me. You think I would know that by now.
Well, it is very valuable for those who listen to your podcast that they be reminded in many ways and times.
Mm-hmm.
It helps them feel better.
Right. It's good to hear that again because we lose sight. The humans, like you say, we have so many distractions.
It feels good to remember.
It does. It really does.
And we do like for you to feel good.
Do you have any message that you want to tell us?
Ask yourself, what is the true nature of reality? Do not try to answer. Simply ask. And ask to open. There are so many levels that we can explore on together. And we love your spirit. We love who you truly are. And we ask you to open. To reveal that to yourself and others in a bigger way. This is part of your evolution and our own as well.
Thank you.
We do love you.
Thank you very much. I think that one must have taken you 20,000 leagues under the sea on that. You know, that's the first time we've been doing this that we kind of met a species or an energy that really wasn't real fond of humans, was it?
Yeah, I'm not remembering that right now, but I am still coming back, and I am putting my big crystal on the table and off my lap now.
So you don't remember the conversation exactly?
Not at the moment.
Well, just that they, you know, the whales, they loved us, and they wanted to be, you know, connected with us, the dolphins.
Oh, yeah, I mean, these conversations I remember, but you said there were other species that weren't crazy about us.
Yeah, well, I just said that's the first time since we've been doing this that I think
the first time that I thought you were saying the opposite. Sorry. See, I'm still coming back.
Yeah, that's the first time I felt that we ran into something that wasn't as thrilled with the human species.
Yeah.
And how did you feel? What kind of energy did you get from them?
It didn't feel negative at all.
Mm-hmm.
It just felt kind of clarifying. It almost like we trust you enough to tell you.
And it was completely different than the dolphins. That must have been a really positive, upbeat, happy. I can just tell in your voice.
Oh, yeah. And this didn't feel unhappy.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe for me, I'd maybe more serious, but also, I don't know, like a depth and a knowing. And I think there's more to be revealed, but I'm sure this is plenty for now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, prove that these things actually do exist.
Yeah, I wasn't really sure what the response would be about the, you know, physically being here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could see maybe the energy, the spirit energy that influenced, you know, the movies and shows and myths that we've had. There's got to be something always that influences that, but was there an actual being? You know, I forgot to live. They only, I think, live in the sea, in the ocean. I don't think I asked that question. I should have asked because I was thinking, hey, are you in the Great Lakes at all? Would you ever make a trip there? It'd be kind of neat, but maybe they wouldn't connect with us. They don't seem like they're ready to do that.
No, I am hearing though that the salt in the ocean is important to them.
That's where they go.
So I don't think.
Okay. Not going to be able to go out to Lake Michigan, go kayaking. Hey, there's a there's a mermaid. There's a mermaid in there.
Well, maybe on the mythical level.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have been surprised to hear, you know, that they used to be here, you know, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the sort of dim visual I had was, you know, you were asking, did they look like what we, you know, like Daryl Hannah and so on. It was just sort of like a less glamorous version. And more scales and grayer, you know, not glamour queen.
I thought it was kind of interesting that they said pre-human, you know, that we kind of maybe came from that, kind of like the, is what I'm looking at.
Mm-hmm.
When I said, well, were you, you know, they said hybrid. And then I said, well, we said, was there a mingling of that? And they said it was pre-human. Mm-hmm. Kind of interesting. How did you feel about the whales?
Oh, I really enjoyed that.
Hmm.
Yeah, they told me at the beginning, you do know us plenty. You do know us well.
Hmm.
It's not all about being in the ocean next to them.
Yeah, the fact that they said that they could lend their energy even while we're, you know, which I guess it's all thought and energy, so why not? Could be anywhere, really.
And I was noticing how peaceful.
Yeah,
they were too.
They seemed pretty happy and just relaxed, peaceful.
Yeah,
it's like it's all good being a whale. It's all good, not so bad. Yeah, okay. And the dolphins were just all excited. It's like they're all happy.
I think they could talk for a long time.
Gotta have more play.
Yeah,
which I agree with. I agree with that too.
I thought you would.
So, well, I have to be honest, I haven't done much of that myself lately, but I really like that idea, and I used to always be focused on that. So,
yeah.
Anything more you want to add to all that?
I mean, my, anything we do can be a form of play.
Right. Right yeah. now. Right now is a form of it, right?
Yeah. Well, I am going to invite the dolphins and whales, and if the mermaids would like to play a role, they're certainly welcome in the goddess workshop I'm doing tomorrow.
Mm.
So this is a nice, I don't know, building on the energies.
A nice way. You know, and what I find also with this, when I work with you and Joy and maybe some other people, is a lot of these energies, they want to get the word out. And it's almost they're chomping at the bit for somebody to ask them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and how many are going to get an opportunity to do that?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I find. It's like, okay, well, go ahead. Here's your chance. Speak your piece.
Yeah.
And so I'm guessing you will be joined us. So you have a goddess energy workshop tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm bringing 5 of my paintings, and I'm going to be recording a new set of meditations.
You have the other sets, which is, who are some of the goddesses? I know Lakshmi is one of them, right?
Yep, Lakshmi, Isis, Kuan Yin, Kali, and Negoshkwe, or Star Woman, are the goddesses featured in my current meditation CD called A New Radiance, Chakra Blessings from the Divine Feminine. And it gives, you get each goddess archetype's perspective on balance and healing.
They're really here to help us balance, if we want to call on them, right?
Yeah. Oh, big time. They're more available to us every day.
And they're no different than us. You know, when you use the term goddess, some people might think, well, is that like the ancient goddesses and the gods? Are we supposed to worship these? And it's like, no, right?
It's not about worshiping. They're not identical to us. Not walking around in bodies. But then again, they are.
Mm.
Because we... sort of like what comes to mind is a way of stepping down these attributes, helping to make them more accessible to us, whether you see it as inside yourself, outside yourself, or both.
Hmm. Couldn't we just go to source for all that? Do we need to call on these?
Yes, things? You can. But for many of us, it helps to have a clearer sense or image of certain qualities for us to connect more deeply. And, you know, source is source, and the squirrels is source, and you
right.
are source. And so, you know, as was described, there's these different focuses that we can put our attention on
mm-hmm.
and benefit from that.
Yeah, I figure why not? If somebody can help me, why not? You know, you're not giving up your power. You're just asking for assistance.
Right. It's about self-empowerment.
Yeah.
So all of these meditations are offering an opportunity for you to go deep within and really re-energize the cells of your body, your spirit, your way of looking at things, by going into a deeply relaxed state and opening to these qualities, these beneficial qualities. Like Kuan Yin is known as goddess of compassion, and Isis of death and rebirth. Lakshmi, goddess of prosperity. These are all attributes, possibilities of life that we can grow more fully. And they're nice to look at. You know, when I do the paintings, it's really magical, although I'm very grounded doing them. You know, I'm physically doing things, and it doesn't mean I enjoy every second, because, you know,
mm-hmm.
life is life.
Right.
And there are challenges or whatever.
Right.
But each one, the process has reflected the energy of that archetype. So it became really obvious to me when I painted Isis, and I may have shared this before, because it was like whatever area of the painting I was working on would die, as in, like, turn into ugh, you know, and be reborn back and forth and back and forth and back and forth many times. And then when I thought, oh, I just have the face left, you know, I'll just finish this up and it'll be done. Same thing. And when I did Lakshmi, it was so peaceful. She's just sitting in the center, giving and receiving. That's prosperity. It's prosperity is not hoarding. It's a balanced, abundant flow that you're really at peace with. And one of the meditations I'll record tomorrow is from Pele, who Hawaiian, you know, through Hawaiian peoples, this archetype of this, you know, volcanic energy. And that was painted so fast and furiously. She was done in 3 days. So it's there's something about people being with these paintings. I shared at a, some might call it an open mic night. It's called Out Loud at the Joy Center in Ishpeming. And anyone can go up and share what they choose, art, poem, something going on in their life. There's been belly dancing, beautiful music last night. And I brought Pele, and I was, you know, one of the first people up last night, and several people who were up afterwards said they really felt her energy at their back, because she was still, you know, there, leaned against the wall, and felt the her warmth and the support from her.
So all of these beings that you work with, I mean, they all bring something different, but they really are all coming from love.
Yes, it's all, well, we're all forms of love.
Right.
And it is from really a beneficial place. Now, often people don't think of things like death as beneficial or destruction. But letting go of what no longer serves and transitioning into that next step or way of being in any situation is beneficial.
Didn't you and I talk to, was it you or was it Joy, that we channeled Isis? Do you remember that?
I channeled Isis, yeah.
And we channeled, who was the other one?
Oh, test my memory.
The goddess, the Greek goddess, love goddess. What is it?
Oh, Aphrodite.
Aphrodite. Aphrodite, okay.
She'll be part of tomorrow, too.
Well, I got something to tell you, but I'll tell you after the interview, because I think, you know.
That's such a tease.
No. It's just like, you know, when we did the interview with these, I said, you know what? I open up to them. They can be a part of me and have an effect on me. So I think something happened after that.
Awesome.
That I want to tell you.
I look forward to hearing about it.
Is there anything else you want to tell people?
I just want to say how much I appreciate doing this and the opportunity to be a channel for all these different forms of loving energy to go out to the people who listen, and that please check out my website, and there are some excerpts from channelings and conversations that I've done with TJ that are on there, as well as you can see some of this artwork, so you'll know what I'm talking about. And I do offer some private sessions, both in person by phone, of channeling and other services that help for balance and personal growth. So I really love doing this work, and you know, I invite you to check it out and contact me with any questions.
And again, it's intuitivelearningcreations.com. Well, thank you, Sister Roslyn, Divine One. It is always good to work with you.
Same here, TJ. Thank you so much.